listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
The Sexual Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental, sex-positive, pro-choice, queer-positive, non-heteronormative, and feminist information and referral service for questions regarding sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We also offer the sale of at-cost safer sex products and toys. Our center is staffed by trained volunteers who are knowledgeable about the products we sell and respond to client inquiries made in person or by telephone. We are hosting sex trivia at Queen's Pub on October 23rd.
And welcome to your indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. We got a great show for you.
Yes.
Lined right up.
This is my first time recording in our new place, but I think you've done a show here already, or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I've done a show here. I think the audio quality was pretty good. I let people know that this was like, there was like a school thing going on. There were lots of like kids laughing in the background.
Aww.
And like people playing tennis.
Well,
the ambiance was there, I think. It's the island, folks. We're living on island time.
That's right.
We just heard Tame Impala, End of Summer, from the new record Deadbeat that just released last Friday, which is pretty good.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It is good so far. I mean, I have to listen to it 1,000 times in order to actually like it, as you do with any album.
Of course.
But so far, so good.
Yeah. And how apt this End of Summer track, because, like, oh boy, howdy. Like, we had one last week where it was, like, 20 degrees.
Yeah.
It was balmy. The island was bumping. The ferries were full up to the max.
Yeah.
But now, folks, I think we're officially into autumn.
Yeah, but honestly, it's still bumping.
Yeah.
It's still, the fairies are still pulled up, as they say. But yeah, it is colder. The leaves look so beautiful.
It is
gorgeous. It's so nice.
We were just driving around in the northern part of southern Ontario, and it's all lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh, it looks so good. Fall is literally simply the best.
It's
I don't have
best.
To tell you. You
yeah,
know.
You already
but
know this.
Like, it is literally the best. It's so good. Yeah. Orange, yeah. Red, yellow. We love
How
to
can
see
you beat
it. Exactly.
Three great tastes that taste great together.
Yeah. And we're getting into Halloween, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll have like a whole Halloween show, I feel like.
Oh, we
some
always
point,
do a Halloween
but,
show. Yeah, yeah. It'll be a Halloween show that airs on the like 28th or something.
Yeah,
but,
well, that's okay. That's
yeah,
really
close.
Close
enough.
Yeah. So, anywho.
But yeah, yeah, it's going to be a good time. Also, how about them Jays?
Oh, yeah. Did they win last night?
They won on Sunday. We're recording this on Monday.
Right.
So,
yes.
You know, our nails are still bitten to the quick. You are, like, on Tuesday morning, either heaving sighs of relief or else mailing...
sighs of misery.
Yeah, sighs of misery. Or else, yeah, like, mailing indescribable packages to Rogers Stadium. it's we're going to find out.
Yeah.
And folks were very scared. But they were looking good last night, man. They were looking really good.
On Sunday night, yes.
Yeah, Sunday night, pardon me.
So, we'll see. Fingies crossed.
My fingies?
Like, you already know, but...
Yeah. But our fingies are crossed.
Yeah. As we're recording. So just keep that in mind. Picture us with our fingers crossed the entire show.
Yeah, and we're gonna keep going with these excellent vibes. We're gonna, like, we're channeling positive energies over the water towards the stadium. And we're gonna keep these good vibes going with some old Sheepdogs. It's feeling good. We'll be right back.
on Earth. I mean, let's say on average everyone has 15. You times that by billions of people. How is there enough raw materials? I wear the same three of them. I've got 124 too many, and they just keep coming. I've got 9 apples in my kitchen. The store had thousands. There's millions of stores. How are there so many apples?
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard, of course, Ron Gallo with Foreground Music.
I heart Ron Gallo.
I don't know how I haven't heard of this guy
you
before.
You have. I've played his music lots of times.
I really, really liked this track.
Yeah, he's just great. I don't know anything about him. I feel like he's from Philadelphia. I just want to guess that. I don't even know if that's true.
Is he the brother of the Buffalo 66 guy, Vincent Gallo?
No, we have to hope not. And also, hopefully he's also done nothing problematic ever. So
much like Vincent Gallo.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Before that, we heard Melt with two T's. That's By Your Side. And at the top, we heard The Sheepdogs, Feeling Good.
He's from Philadelphia.
Okay, cool.
I'm so smart.
Is there a controversy section of this Wikipedia?
No.
Career
then discography. Ooh.
That's great news.
Hooray.
Folks, we haven't done a movie corner in a minute.
Is that true? I feel like we do it literally every week.
We didn't last week, and then I might have done it while you were away on your sabbatical, but I can't recall.
Well, it's Halloween, so of course we're watching horror movies.
Of course. I've just got a little bit on American Werewolf in London that my dear co-host did not watch with me. It was really funny. The needle drops were funny. The makeup is obviously great. It won an Oscar for makeup. I looked it up because I was like, what stupid period drama won instead of this? But it was this one. Like, the scene where, like, his snout, like, comes out of his face is just crazy.
How did they do it?
It must have been, like, some mechanical, like, mask that they had on him, and then it just, like, protrudes a wolf snout out of his human face.
But, like,
it looked crazy.
How? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was very, very, and it like looks so painful. Like, they really sell, like, he's like writhing around in agony. It's like, like, you can watch. I think they made like an artificial arm with like all of these artificial hairs, and then they just like push them out of the forearm.
Wow.
It's so cool.
That is cool. But you said the plot's a little threadbare.
Yeah, it's very much like, yeah, guy gets bit by a werewolf, guy sits in a hospital for an hour, guy becomes a werewolf and terrorizes people. I did like, there's a scene where all of the people that he killed, like, they're all like sitting in a porno theater together, because like, because they have been killed by a werewolf, they're like undead, and they're like, they can't go to heaven, so they're like, the only way we can go to heaven is if the werewolf bloodline ends. So they're just like all listing ways that this guy should kill himself so that they can go to heaven. It's very funny.
That's funny. Yeah, we also watched The Return of the Living Dead.
Yes, speaking of funny, this was a laugh riot.
That was good. There was a lot of falling over. There was a lot of everyone screaming. It was fun. It was cute.
It's fun. It's like the perfect horror comedy.
I felt really bad for the actress who had to be naked the whole movie for no reason. But other than that,
well,
I
the reason was
movie.
Like, when you made an R-rated movie back in the day, you were you were like signing a blood pact with the audience that you would see boobs in this film.
But yeah, the makeup on the like mummy that comes out
the tar,
like,
man.
Barrel, that was so
the tar
good.
Man looked awesome.
Oh my gosh,
whenever
so
tar
fun.
Man's out on screen, I was saying, we need more tar man.
Yeah. I liked that they killed like 300 paramedics or whatever it is in this movie.
The St. Louis like emergency services just get completely obliterated, because they keep sending ambulances and cops to the like this grave graveyard. And then the zombies, which can talk in this one, which is fun, they're like, oh, send more ambulances. Yeah. Which, like, how a Confederate general knows what an ambulance is or a cop is, who's to say?
Yeah.
But very funny.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cute. I liked it. I liked all the zombie stuff.
I like that the guy who runs the medical supply place and the coroner or the crematorium guy are best friends, and their names are Bert and Ernie. That's cute.
Did you also talk about Presence? We watched Presence.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So third horror movie. This is not a horror movie. I think it was sort of billed as a horror movie.
Yes. People were mad because it's not scary.
It is not scary. Like, in that, like, it's literally not scary.
It's a ghost story.
Yeah. But it's like just a drama about a ghost. But it's really good. I really liked it. I thought it was, like, very creative.
Yeah. Soderbergh is, like, he's just having a ball with these, like, little experimental films that are really cheap to make but a lot of fun.
Yeah. I don't know why they... I feel like the trailer implied that it's a horror movie, which is very confusing, because then the whole time you're like, is something scary going to happen? No.
No.
But so good. If you haven't watched Presence, watch it. It's really short. It's really good.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah. All the performances I thought were really good, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, we gotta watch more horror movies. We gotta keep it going this month. We have so many still to watch.
Oh, yeah. No, we've been caught slacking.
It's just that the Jays are playing too much. Stop playing. We gotta watch some horror movies. Just kidding. Don't stop playing. You actually need to win.
Yeah, you need to keep playing.
Anyway.
anyway, folks, speaking of a horror show, we've got the new Taylor Swift song for you. This is The Fate of Ophelia. Here we go.
No, it's not.
Gone. pocket as they found the raincoats. They made a date expecting the worst. When Ellen got home, she made a snack and went up on her rooftop and didn't think about Ben at all. She stayed up for hours just watching all the drunk folks find the taxis, 'cause all in all it wasn't good. So go in bed, a sunny Sunday, watching John McLaughlin and having sex again and again. Life stopped by, 'cause Ellen had my copy of Nebraska. They never even put on the clothes. Hung for a while, but every time I tried to ask them something, they started making out all again. Well, I thought it was rude, I couldn't tell. Saying hi to no one, and why they even came wasn't clear. They got a new place, but neither of the names were in the phone book, so no one really knew where they were. I thought it was cheap, but I couldn't tell you why. Slightest of friends. I'm doing fine. I'm staying busy hanging with my nephew and trying to keep my eyes on the prize. You know how it goes, and so do I. So call me when you can now. You know I will love the sunrise. We'll be right back.
folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Star Eyes by Magdalena Bay. Before that, we heard Dismemberment Plan with their track Ellen and Ben. And at the top, we heard the band Ophelia. Oops, I played the wrong Ophelia song. Sorry, folks. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is crazy. A bunch of jewelry thieves robbed the Louvre.
Yes, Sunday morning. Good morning, Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, yeah. At 9:30 a.m. when there was already people inside the museum, which is nuts.
Yeah.
And they weren't armed, but they had angle grinders.
Yes. Like, this is like, okay, right off the bat, stealing from museums is bad.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. That's sad. That said, this is so cool. They used, like, one of those, like, cherry picker, like, ladders on a truck.
Yeah.
To climb up to the first floor window of, like, this Apollo gallery.
Second floor window. Yeah,
second
yeah.
Second floor,
like,
pardon me.
Yeah. And then just smash the glass.
No, they didn't. They used glass cutters to cut holes in the glass like a Mission Impossible scene,
dude. Oh, this CBC article said they smashed it.
No, not according to this BBC article that I'm reading.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It's so cool.
Yeah, and then they got away on motorbikes, which is also very movie-esque.
Yes, the Italian Job.
Yeah. I know, and they had no guns. Isn't that like the Italian Job as well?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is crazy. They apparently tried to, like, set fire to the crane that they used as they were leaving, but, like, failed to do that. They also tried to steal 9 things, but dropped 1, so they stole 8
things. They dropped
things.
Empress Eugene's, Eugenie, I don't know how to pronounce that, tiara, the wife of Napoleon III, folks, the joke Napoleon.
Yeah, this is nuts. Apparently, people had already been complaining about their lack of funding for security at the Louvre for a while, and now
this room didn't have any cameras in it.
Yeah, and they, like, just threatened the guards with the angle grinders, and then
the average American suburban front porch has more, like, security detail.
Yeah, and this is like tens of millions of euros, like, per item.
And like, the sad thing is, like, these guys are never going to be able to sell these things intact, so they're going to destroy them and melt down the metals. Yeah, they're going to have to if they want to sell them, which is really sad.
Maybe they already had a buyer lined up. Okay, this is what confuses me about, like, museum. I was also reading about the library heists across Europe in 2022 to 2024.
All the Russian literature?
And a lot of Russian literature, like, lifetime editions, which are like editions of a book that were published while the author was still living.
Mm-hmm.
Of a lot of, like, Pushkin poems and things. And they were being auctioned off, and some of them, like, if you, like, this article I was reading from The Guardian talked about how if you use, like, the Wayback Machine, since the heist, like, all these auction houses in Russia have, like, scrubbed all the records of these things from their websites. But if you use the Wayback Machine, you can see, like, various auction houses selling things that have university library, like, stamps on the inside cover.
Oh.
So, like, they are clearly the stolen versions of those books.
Wow.
And, like, the auction houses are just selling them, which, like, this is what has always confused me about.
I'm sorry,
like,
you're telling me that really high elite auction houses are morally bankrupt? Come now.
I've always been curious about, like, if you steal, like, Napoleon's crown, like, who buys it? I think just, like, really rich collectors.
That Harlan Crow guy.
Just to, like, have it in their house and show their guests and be like, I have Napoleon's crown. But, like, no one's ever going to rat you out. Like, do you just look at it yourself and go, teehee, I have Napoleon's crown? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's why I'm afraid that all of these pieces are going to be destroyed and just sold for parts. Because, like, all of the gems and metals in them.
Yeah, but they would still, I feel like, know what all the gems look like. And I don't know.
I don't know.
But, yeah, I've always been very confused by, like, fancy jewelry book museum heist art things. And, like, sometimes they replace them with, like, forgeries to try and imply that it wasn't stolen. But also, like, again, like, how does everyone have these stolen things that are, like, high-profile stolen items just, like, in their collections? No one ever yells at them about this?
Well, yeah.
Only them and their family look at it? And then what's the joy in that? Isn't this to show off how rich and cool you are? Like, I'm just confused.
I don't know. They probably just desecrate them in their bizarre satanic rituals or whatever.
So true. But yeah, this is a crazy heist. You can read more about it. Literally every single news outlet is reporting on it. So
very
go
cool.
find an article. But it's crazy. It's so crazy. So.
Anyway, folks, speaking of things that belong in museums, we've got some old songs to play here. we've got Animal Collective. Their record Feels is 20 years old this week. So let's just dive into that. This is one of the tracks, I think the first track from that record. It's called Did You See the Words?
Still can't stand the longing. Wrap me just what I caught her eye. She told me that the debt was loaded. I said my case will have room with Coca-Cola. She said fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. Pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you never get it right. It's when you're late in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, could stop it, oh yeah. You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. Never feel like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of view. And then dance and drink and screw. Because there's nothing else to do.
Some facts and play some food.
folks. Hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Pulp, Common People. The record that's from, Different Class, is 30 years old this week. Before that, we heard PJ Harvey, Good Fortune. The record that's from, Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea, is 25 years old this week.
Okay.
And at the top, we heard Animal Collective, Did You See the Words? The record that's